بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن للصائم عند فطره دعوة مستجابة لا ترد، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه الترمذي رحمه الله. Today the point of discussion is the sunnah method of opening the fast. This is a topic which we have discussed previously, that whenever an action is done according to the method shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it becomes much more likely to be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. It becomes much more valuable, and you can say it becomes adorned. One is the action, you have done the action, but you have not taken into account all the, you have performed salah, but you have not taken into account the full sunnah method. So your action is done, box is ticked. But it is not an attractive action in the eyes of Allah. And the other is that you have adorned it with the sunnah method. Now that action is attractive in the eyes of Allah. So, as part of today's hadith, we will discuss the sunnah method of opening the fast. So, when the time to open the fast arrives, then first a person should read the dua before eating. Bismillah wa barakatillah. Then he should open the fast with dates and, if possible, water as well. From some narrations we understand that if a person has both available, then he should use the dates first and he should have the water as well. And in the dates as well, the ulama have said that it is mustahab, it is preferable to have 3 dates. So a person should have dates, then he should have water. Then he should read the dua for opening the fast. Allahumma laka sumtu ala rizqika aftartu. Usually we read this dua, or many people read this dua before having the dates. But if you look, the ulama have said that if you look at the meaning of the dua, the meaning of the dua is, Allahumma laka sumtu, O Allah, for you I have fasted, wa ala rizqika aftartu, and upon your sustenance I have broken my fast. So you are telling Allah that I have broken my fast. So it does not really make sense to do it before you have broken your fast, does it? That is why the ulama have said that the more correct place to recite this dua is after you have broken the fast with dates and preferably water. And there is also another dua which is relayed from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. That the meaning is that the thirst has been quenched. وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ, the vessels have been moistened, and the reward has been gained inshallah. Both of these duas are on a card which many people will already have received. And if you have not received, then on your way out, on the windowsill there are those cards. So a person should take those and to learn those two du'as. Those two du'as are very short. So this is the sunnah method. So if you just repeat it quickly, first say Bismillah wa barakatillah, then have dates, preferably 3, then have water, thereafter read both du'as, Allahumma laka sumtu ala rizqika aftartu, and ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Now in the hadith which I read today, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that for the fasting person, when he breaks his fast, is a dua which is definitely accepted and it is not rejected. The ulama have said that this means the entire fast is a time when dua is accepted. But especially when you are breaking the fast, exactly when you are breaking the fast, is a time when if one dua will definitely be accepted. That means whilst you are breaking the fast, you have said Bismillah wa barakatillah and you are putting the date into your mouth, or you have placed the date into your mouth, you should always reserve one dua to be made at this time. And in the hadith there is a lot of emphasis. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, da'watan mustajabatan, one dua which is accepted. And then he says, la turaddu, it is definitely not rejected. And why is this a special time for acceptance of dua? Because you have just carried out the great action of a fast. And after you carry out an action, then this is a time when dua is accepted. So this is the sunnah method for breaking a fast. Finally, I should mention that the performing every farz salah for males without an excuse should be done in the masjid. And especially the maghrib salah, many a time to save a few minutes, we perform the maghrib salah at home. Now, if you think about it, that is so illogical. We have just carried out a great action of a fast, which has a lot of mujahada, doesn't it? It's not easy. No person will say it is easy, especially if you are working, you are going to college, etc. And then right as we have finished the fast and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about to hand over the reward to us, then we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an effort which is much less than the effort of karina of the fast, which is coming to the masjid to perform the Maghrib Salah. So this is one thing also to be kept in mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice on this. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.